It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Farron Mayor Adele Justice. We're going to talk about Peach Days because it's coming up pretty quick. The first weekend in September, or the first week in September. Let's talk about that. Adele, thanks for coming over today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Peach Days. Busy week.
Very busy week for Farron.
Lots of stuff going on, and it all kicks off on Tuesday the 3rd, and you've got a 5K going on.
We do. We have some local citizens who are runners in our community, and they're concerned about the running shoes that the school kids have to run in. So they have organized a 5K, and they will take the proceeds and donate that to the kids to buy good running shoes.
Okay, and that is just the kickoff on Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
All right, and if you call Farron City Hall, you guys can get them in touch with whomever they need to as far as the 5K is concerned.
Absolutely.
What's the number out there at Farron City Hall?
435-384-2350.
All right, so that's just Tuesday.
Yes.
And then we relax for a minute, and then the next day we get up and get moving. And exhibits, you guys are going to be taking exhibits at City Hall.
We do take exhibits.
Like craft items and garden items and things like that.
Yeah, craft items, homemade items, art projects that you've done, vegetables, canned goods, anything like that that you would like to share with the community and show.
Going to have kind of a city fair.
Right.
There we go.
Yeah, kind of one of those dying events that not a lot of places seem to have.
It's very true. We don't see it a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so there's that, and then at 6 o'clock, you've got the big bike ride. Now, where does your bike ride go? Where does it take off from?
Our bike ride starts at the Mayor's Park, and we go up to 8th West and back down Canyon Road. It's a huge event every single year. We have a lot of participation, a lot of kids, and we give away bikes.
You're going to give away, you said something like 15 bikes to people that participate.
We do have 15 bikes to give away to the people who come out to participate. And if you wear your helmet, then you can also be entered into a drawing for a special prize.
Oh, okay.
So we like to promote bike safety and get the community involved. And it's a great activity for families.
It really is. You know, a lot of people do that. Just go for a bike ride and you know, you might as well go and have some fun and maybe you'll win a bike.
Absolutely.
You never can tell. Then on Thursday, you're going to do Sidewalk Picasso and one of my favorites, a dessert contest. What's that and all about?
Sidewalk Picasso is actually one of our newer events. We invite community members to come out and paint on the sidewalk. They can do something elaborate. They can do something simple. We don't really care. We just invite you to come out and grab some chalk and do some painting. Then after that's over, we will go right into our dessert contest. I'm not sure the exact rules this year. We kind of change them up every year. One year we had make your peach dessert, but it had to have a secret ingredient, and they gave you the ingredient beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of fun. But we have great participation in that as well. And generally, the desserts do involve peaches in some way, shape, or form.
They really should.
Yeah.
So you'll have that on Thursday, and then you're going to have a team roping contest, too, that night.
We do. We have the local cowboys who like to get together and team rope, and so they have an event organized down at the Fairgrounds Park for those who like to team rope.
Okay, and that's Thursday. Then on the 6th, on Friday, you're trying something a little bit fun this year. Farron's Got Talent competition. How's that going to go, you think?
I hope it goes over very well. It's one of those new things we're trying. We have so much talent in Farron, and so we want everybody to come out and share their talent, whether you're 2 years old or 90 years old or whatever the case may be. We'd love to have participants come out and show us what you've got for talent.
Very good. And then you've got that going on Friday night. You've got the dinner that's going to be on Friday night, and then fireworks, of course.
Yes, we do. And all those events will be held at the Mayor's Park. Our dinner is a free dinner to our community. We feel like they put up with us a lot during the year, and that's one thing we do that we love to give back to them.
Okay. So. And then on Saturday is the big day.
Saturday is huge.
Saturday is the big day. You've got the Field of Flags. Talk about a little bit about that for those that may not know what that is.
The Field of Flags is really one of our most loved events of Peach Days. We started it shortly after 9/11. And we just pulled together as many flags as we could from other communities to put in our park. We started with about 300 flags, some ours, some borrowed, some stolen maybe, I don't know. But we got a huge display of flags. Then the next year we actually went out and purchased with some donations from citizens and with city funds, purchased enough flags that we have a field of over 400 American flags. We do this on the church hill there in Farron, and it is an absolutely beautiful display.
Very cool.
Saturday morning at sunrise, roughly 7 o'clock, we'll have a little ceremony and kick off our Saturday events with those beautiful, beautiful flags.
So you have the field of flags, then the breakfast that's put on by the fire department as a fundraiser.
Yes, it is. They use the funds from the breakfast to purchase equipment that they need at the fire station. And they've done this event for many years. Get a great turnout, and it's just a lot of fun.
Okay, and then you have the golf tournament that goes on all day out at Mill Site.
All day at Mill Site. So if you're a golfer, you might miss some of the other activities, but we love to have something for everybody. So we invite the golfers to go to the course.
And then, of course, the parade. What time is the parade kicking off on Saturday?
The parade starts at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And we love floats in Farron, so we urge any business in the community, Carbon, Emery County, wherever you may be, to bring a float and come and be in our parade.
Come on out. And then after that and everything, you've got the Family Fun Day at the park. You're going to have a bunch of things going on there. You've got a cornhole tournament. You've got a soapbox derby. There's horse races, a rodeo, mud bogs, and a human obstacle course. I think we need to talk a little bit about a human obstacle course.
The human obstacle course was new last year, as was the mud bog. And those two events, along with the horse races, actually take place at the Fairgrounds Park. They are ticketed events, and there is a charge to get in to see those events.
Okay.
But the human obstacle course was just fun. Last year, just a chance for people to kind of come out and play in the mud, get a little dirty, and just have fun with us. Last year, our participants were mostly kids. But we'd love to get some adults involved in that as well.
It's okay to get dirty if you're a big kid.
Oh, it's okay in Farron. And those kids had more fun than probably anybody that went to the park.
Than you probably should be.
And they were pretty muddy, too.
There you go. All right. So once again, it is Farron Peach Days going on September 3rd through the 7th. Any questions that you have or anything like that, go ahead and call Farron City Hall. That's 384-2350. That's, of course, a 435 area code. And just, you know what, head on over to Farron and have some fun.
Absolutely. We love visitors. We love people from the community to come out and get involved and help us make this just a great hometown celebration.
All right. Adele, thank you for coming over.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And anytime you got anything you need to get off and let us know about, come on back.
Absolutely. We'll be here.
All right. Thank you. For more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.